Let's concentrate on you for a minute. For your own good.
You what?
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? Danny, if you were a tree, what kind of tree might you be?
An oak tree. Solid. A solid oak tree. Spreading my seed.
Right. That's a good thing. To be solid. An oak.
No. No, see, it'd be a bit of a different oak tree.
Interesting. And what's different about it?
No. It'd be an oak tree in a graveyard. In a dark graveyard. Kind of graveyard where the shadows of the stones are like an army stretching. Attention! Yeah. A graveyard. An oak tree in a graveyard. It's my family's graveyard. And you know why the shadows are hurting? Stretching. Because my roots are torturing them slowly under the soil. My roots working their way through the decaying necks and out of the moaning mouths. They're not dead either. Buried alive. No. An oak tree and the soil is wriggling as my roots split arses and crawl through the guts, fanning out like umbrellas inside them, popping the skin and tearing. Yeah, an oak tree. The whole graveyard murmurs. No, an oak tree, I'd be. And their steam breath seeps from the soil and rises into my branches, into my outstretched, powerful branches. The tips of the leaves drip red blood and pools of it surround the floor beneath me. No, an oak tree, and when the evening sun shines on me, I, the oak tree, I am totally soaked in their delicious blood, glinting, shining, as if it's made of red metal. No, it would be an oak tree. Wait. And inside the oak tree, breaking through the bark, the faces of my family moaning for freedom sucked into its very heart. Look, there's my dad, Mum, Auntie Joan. And sure enough, the base of the trunk will break open. And inside that hollow is a little baby, curled up and sleeping, unaware of any of it. Yeah, an oak tree. Sure enough, my roots are curled around him, strangling him while he sleeps. Look at him. I listen to him gargling for breath. No, it'd be an oak tree and there's a storm. A night storm. And the rain hits the soil like a machine gun fire. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, blam, kaboom! And it sounds this rain. Shh, like applause. An applause of rain. Thank you. Thank you. Shh. Yeah. An oak.
That's interesting. If you were a facial expression, Danny, what expression would you be?
Oh, I'm a smile, definitely.
Yes.
They are coming back for me, aren't they?
Sorry?
You know.
What do you think?
They are.
Well, that's your social worker's responsibility. What did he say?
I haven't asked him.
That's okay, Danny.
Don't know.
So let's talk through anger.
I'm not angry.
Let's talk about the oak tree.
If I say I'm not angry, all right?
Yes.
Not difficult, that, is it? Not difficult to understand, that, is it?
I don't know, Danny. What's difficult?
Stop it.
Stop what?
That. Twisting things around.
Is that what you think I'm doing?
See?
What, Danny?
Stop being... doing... asking things.
Well, that's why I'm here, Danny.
Okay. Oh, this is mad.
What's mad?
Am I tripping?
Tripping?
Stop it.
Stop what? Danny, have you taken something? Stop what?
This.
What?
That.
What about that?
What do you want? Leave me alone. Let's have a tree here, they said. And they planted me here. Honest they did. And I'm just growing and it isn't my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. It's not my graveyard, it's theirs. I didn't have anything else to feed on, do you get me? It wasn't my fault. My roots just grow to where there's food, honest. Before I know I'm soaked in blood. Soaked. It wasn't my fault. It isn't my fault. It isn't my fault. I'm sorry.
I won't be here for a month now, Danny. I'm on holiday. So there'll be a Mr. Carper to see you next Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay. Better now?
Yeah. Yeah. Sink.
That's better. Sink.